Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Dear, would you like pears or peaches on your salad?
Pears.
But I already opened the peaches.
All right, peaches. But thanks for giving me the choice. I'll say, dear, is this all the mail? I was expecting a report from the Home Office.
Oh, a big envelope came for you. I put it in your desk drawer.
Oh, thanks. Boys? Wally? Beaver?
What is it?
You come down here and find out what is it.
Hey, Dad, you got ink all over your hand.
Wally, were you down here at my desk this afternoon?
Oh, heck no, Dad. You told us to keep away from your desk.
Beaver, were you in here today?
Is today Friday?
Yes, today is Friday.
I guess I sort of was.
Did you get on my desk?
I didn't get all the way in. I might have had my hand in the drawer.
Just what were you doing in here?
Well, you see, Dad, my ink pen was dry, so I filled it. I only used that much. I didn't think you'd miss it.
Beaver, you left the top off the ink bottle. It spilled all over my desk and over my reports.
Well, gee, Dad, he wouldn't mess up your junk on purpose.
That's entirely beside the point, Wally. I've told you boys time and again to keep away from my desk. Now, Beaver, this is the second time you've spilled ink in the study. You're going to have to be punished.
Yes, sir.
Tomorrow is Saturday. You're not to make any dates. I want you to stay around the house all day and not leave the premises. Now, go on upstairs.
Yes, sir.
Do you want me anymore, Dad?
No, but you watch your step, too.
What's going on in here?
Dad just blew his top at the Beaver.
Dear, just because you didn't get pears, you don't have to take it out on the boys. Well, do you know you have ink on your hands?
Watch those hollands, Wally. Take it away from me. I'm not allowed to leave the property. Hey, Wally, is this a sinker?
Nah, snap your wrist. Throwing like a girl.
Well, I am not. I haven't thrown like a girl since I was 6 years old.
You guys going someplace?
We sure are.
We're going over to Linwood to see the Suttons.
Beaver, you behave yourself till we get back.
Sure, Mom.
Now remember, young man, you're not to leave the property today for any reason.
Not even if there's a fire? Yes, sir.
What are you going to be doing today, Wally?
Well, I don't know. If I don't find anything better to do, I just mess around with the Beaver.
We'll be home by 5.
Okay. I'll see you. Bye, Dad.
Bye, Mom. Bye, Dad.
Ball one. Hi, man.
Hi, Eddie.
Hello, Eddie.
Want to catch some?
Nah, I don't want to mess up my hair. Hey, Wally, let's go over to the junior college and watch the sergeant holler at those ROTC guys.
Nah, that's no fun.
Well, you want to go over to Metzger's Field and get up a game of touch football?
Yeah, okay. You'll be okay around the house, won't you, Beef?
Sure, Wally, I'll be okay.
Come on, Wally. So long, Squirt.
So long, Eddie.
Hey, Eddie, want to mess up your hair to play football?
Not the way he plays.
Try up, Junior.
Oh,
we made pretty good time.
Suttons have new drapes.
Well, yeah, where?
Well, honey, don't stare at them. Just notice them. You know, I kind of feel sorry for the beaver having to stay home all day.
Well, I don't like to punish him either, but he's got to learn to stay out of my things when he's been told.
Well, I know, dear, but sometimes I think maybe you're a little bit harsh with him.
Well, June, if you can suggest a way for me to punish him and have him enjoy it, I'll go right along with you.
Who's there? It's me, Larry. Come in.
Hey, Beaver, what are you doing?
I'm making a sandwich.
Boy, that's your messy-looking sandwich.
Well, I didn't make it for looks. I made it for eating.
Hey, you want to go to Mayfield Theater? They got a neat Western and Jungle picture.
Well, I can't.
Look, Beaver, the Lone Ranger. Hire all silver.
Yeah.
How come you can't?
Well, I kind of spilled ink in my father's desk, and I'm being punished by staying home the whole day.
But gee, Beaver, they're two neat pictures. I saw the coming attractions. Four whole wagons drive off a cliff with people in them.
Gee, Larry, what did they land on?
They didn't show it. You have to see the picture to find out.
And I can't help it, Larry. I can't leave the property for the whole day.
Why don't you go ask your father?
They won't be home till supper.
Well, then come on, let's go.
Well, I can't.
But gee, Beaver, in this other picture, they're flying this ape home from Africa, and he breaks out of his cage and he drives an airplane.
Gee, what does he do with the pilot?
I think maybe he eats them.
Two tickets, please.
Thank you. Gee, Larry, well, I feel funny about going to the movies. I better go home.
What do you mean, go home? I already bought the tickets.
Yeah, but I'm scared I'm going to get in big trouble.
Come on. You can get scared after the picture's over.
Beaver? Hey, Beaver! Gee, Eddie, he must have gone out someplace. I thought he was being punished. He was. He was supposed to stay home, the little goof. Boy, that kid's got more nerve than I thought he had.
Boy, Beaver's really going to be in trouble. Dad wasn't kidding when he told him to stay home.
My pop made me stay around the house one Saturday. You know what I did?
What?
I went out in the yard, started bouncing a ball off the roof of the house. Pretty soon my old man came out and told me to get lost. What are you cleaning up his junk for?
Well, heck, I don't want my brother getting in any more trouble.
What's that kid got on you anyway?
Well, nothing. He just happens to be my brother, and I like him.
You know, Wally, sometimes I think your family's real square.
Okay.
Pretty good jungle picture, huh, Beef?
Yeah, except there was too much kissing and not enough apes. Come on, Larry, let's go. Let's switch to the light squad. I don't want no one to see me.
Thank you, well, ladies and gentlemen, and boys and girls. We're ready now for another big drawing here at the Mayfield Theater. And this week, our prize is this beautiful, genuine English racing bike.
Yay!
Now, how about this young lady helping me with the drawing? Now, come right up, hon. Come on. That's it. Come right up. There you are. Now, the lucky number is right there on your ticket stub. Now, you hold on to them as hard as you can.
Gee, Larry, I didn't know they gave away stuff. Well, sure. They do it every week. Last week, Angela Valentine won a tool chest.
That's it, girl. Stick your arm in. Here we go. Yeah. Now, you run right back to your seat now. And I'll wait until you get there. That's the girl. Well, the lucky number is 6, 4, 8... 7, 5, 3, 2.
6, 4, 8, 7, 5, 3. 3. Boy, I just missed it by one.
Do we have a winner?
5, 3, 2. Hey, you won it, Beaver.
Do we have a winner?
We sure do, mister. He's right here.
Come on.
Come on up, son. Come on now. Don't be bashful. Come right up, son. That's the boy. That's the boy. Don't be bashful. Nobody's going to hurt you. Now, let's see if your stub matches mine. Let's see. 6487532. Well, this must be your lucky day, son.
Yay! Yes, I got in.
What's your name?
Beaver.
Yay, Beaver!
Well, is that all there is to it? Beaver?
Yes, sir. Just Beaver.
Well, if you're a beaver, then you should be able to paddle this bike home.
No, I don't want it.
What's that you said?
I don't want the bike.
Well, did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls? He doesn't want the bike.
Take it!
Did you hear that? Now, you really do want the bike now, don't you, son?
If I take it, do I get to go?
Certainly, son, and here's your lifetime guarantee.
Yay!
My buddy, that's my friend who won the bike.
Thank you, mister.
And Tom, help the young man off with his brand new bicycle.
Yay!
Now remember, next week, another drawing, another winner. Now let's have one more big hand for this week's winner.
I wonder if you'd seen my brother, Mrs. Mondello.
Oh, no, nothing's wrong. I'd just kind of like to find him before my mother and father got home. Well, he went to the movies, huh? No, I don't think Beaver went with him. Well, thanks a lot, Mrs. Mondello. Boy, I sure hope he didn't.
We ought to be leaving. The Suttons might have other plans.
Well, I'm trying to get the boys now. Tell them we'll be home in half an hour. Funny they don't answer.
Well, Beaver's probably out in the yard. You just told him he couldn't leave the property. You didn't say to stay in the house.
Yeah. You know, maybe we ought to stop on the way home and get Beaver some ice cream.
Oh, I thought you were the strict father.
Well, I'm also an ex-child.
Maybe you could tell your parents you found it.
Larry, I wasn't supposed to leave the house. I couldn't have got anywhere to find it.
I could keep it for you, Beaver, till you found some way to tell them.
Nah. Suppose your parents start asking questions. You'd tell them where it came from, and I'd be in trouble.
I wouldn't tell them, Beaver. I swear I wouldn't.
There's nothing here to swear on.
Okay, I'll swear on the bicycle. I, Larry Mondello, sworn this genuine leather seat, never not to squeal on Beaver that he won a bicycle where he shouldn't be and get him in trouble.
Well, I guess that'll be okay.
Beaver! Hey, Beaver!
Uh-oh. Look who's coming. Your brother.
Hey, you little goof. You're supposed to be home. What are you doing running around?
Well, I had to leave the house or something.
You better get back before Mom and Dad get home, or you're really gonna get it.
Well, I'm gonna.
You better hurry up and gonna. Hey, Larry, isn't that a new bike?
This bike here?
Yeah, that bike there.
Yeah, it's a new bike.
Well, where'd it come from?
It came from the bike factory, and I gotta get home now. See ya, Beaver.
Come on, Larry, and don't forget.
Sure. Hey. Is it all right if I ride it?
Hey, Beaver. How come Larry asked you if he could ride his bicycle?
Well, I don't know. I guess because he's a goofy kid, that's why.
Hey, Mom, how come we're having ice cream?
Your father got it. Because the Beaver stayed home all day by himself, and he didn't make a fuss about it.
Oh. That's why we're having ice cream.
Yes, Beaver, I thought you had a very good attitude. A lot of boys your age would have been resentful about it.
No, Dad, I wasn't anything about it.
We called you about 4 o'clock, but you didn't answer.
Well, I guess I wasn't in the house then.
Were you out in the backyard?
Yeah, I guess I could have been out in the backyard, couldn't I, Wally?
Yeah, I guess you could have been.
Well, Beaver, tomorrow you have a whole day to do anything you want. What are your plans?
Well, I might go to the movies.
Oh, you're going to the movies, huh? Fine.
Yeah, I might go to the movies and win a bicycle, and I kind of feel lucky.
Win a bicycle at the movies?
Yeah, they raffle them off.
What makes you so sure you're going to win one?
Well, I just have a feeling.
Mom, can we be excused?
Certainly.
Well, maybe the beaver would like more ice cream.
No, thank you, Dad. I had enough ice cream.
Hey, you little goof. You went to the movies with Larry today and won that bike, didn't you?
Well, sorta.
Boy, you're really in a jam. You should have stayed home like you were supposed to.
Well, I know. But I can't stay home now because I already went.
Ward, you didn't seem to be having a very good time at the Suttons this afternoon.
Well, somehow I can't warm up to a man who keeps telling me how much money he made last year.
Don't you think he made that much?
Oh, I know he did. That's what burns me. Okay. Hello. Oh, hello, Ms. Mondello.
Mr. Cleaver, my husband doesn't feel that Larry should be keeping Beaver's bicycle.
Beaver's bicycle? What bicycle's that?
The bicycle he won when he went to the movies with Larry this afternoon.
Are you sure, Mrs. Mondello? Beaver was supposed to stay home all day today. He was being punished.
I know. I'm sorry to upset you like this. But when Mr. Mondello came home, he got the whole story out of Larry.
I thought you should know.
Yes. Well, thank you for calling, Mrs. Mondello. Oh, by the way, I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't mention to Larry that we know about this.
You're welcome, Mr. Cleaver. I'm so glad Larry did something bad for once when Mr. Mondello was home.
Good night. Well, Beaver went to the movies with Larry this afternoon and won a bicycle.
Oh, Ward. Well, we're just going to have to call him down here. You know, he's really got to be punished this time.
Now, wait a minute. You know, Beaver's got himself way out on a limb. I think we ought to just wait and see what he does next.
But he seems to have it all worked out. He's going to go to the movies tomorrow, and he's going to win a bike because he feels lucky.
I just can't believe he'll be that dishonest.
Oh, I know, Ward. To deliberately disobey us and then lie about it, it just isn't like the Beaver.
Well, I suppose if he never did anything wrong, we'd be worried about that, too, huh? Boy, I wish I hadn't bought that ice cream.
It's 4:30. The movie's got out 10 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah. I guess the Beaver will be along any minute.
Hey, Dad, is it okay if I hang around and see what kind of baloney he gives you?
I guess so, if you keep quiet.
Hey, you know, I figured there was something fishy yesterday when I saw Beaver and Larry with that bike.
You saw them yesterday?
Well, yeah. Yeah, over on Grand Avenue, but...
Well, Wally, why didn't you come to us and tell us?
Gee, Dad, I didn't know anything then about him winning any bike.
Well, you knew he wasn't supposed to be away from home, didn't you?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I guess so, but I...
Wally, don't you think you have a duty to us to come to us and tell us these things?
Yeah, but I got a duty to Beaver not to be a squealer, too.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Let's get this straight. There's something so important that you have to tell us.
Well, yeah. Yeah, sure, Dad. Well, like if Beaver killed a guy, I'd probably come and tell you that.
Thank you very much.
See you, Bee.
Here he comes.
Does he have a bicycle with him?
No.
Maybe he thought up another angle.
Yeah, well, now, I don't want anyone to ask him any questions or, make it obvious that we're waiting for him.
Oh, sure, Dad. I'll just take this book here and pretend like I came in here to read.
Is that you, Beaver?
Yes, Mom.
Oh, Beaver, I see you're home.
Yes, Dad. This is me that's home.
How was the movie?
Well, I didn't go to the movie.
You didn't go to the movie?
No, sir. I went yesterday when I wasn't supposed to.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, sir, and I won a racing bicycle with a guaranteed leather seat, and I hit it at Larry's, and I was going to make believe like I won it today, but I couldn't, so that's why I'm telling you what happened.
Well, when did you decide to tell us about it?
When I was walking the bike home from Larry's.
Yeah, Dad, it's too big for him to ride.
Wally? Well, Beaver, I'm glad you decided to tell us the truth. Of course, you realize you can't keep a bicycle you won while you were being disobedient, We'll have to find something to do with the bike.
Larry and I already found something to do with it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I walked it back to Larry's house, and then Larry and I walked it down to a church.
To a church?
Yes, sir. Larry wants something to do with babies in a movie.
Do what?
We left it on the front steps with a note. Why don't you tell someone nice adopts it?
Well, Beaver, I'm also very glad you realized you couldn't keep the bicycle. But there's still the matter of your being disobedient, isn't there?
Yes, sir.
Well, I think you'd better stay away from the movies for 2 weeks.
Yes, sir.
Hey, that was really something what he did, wasn't it, huh?
It certainly was.
You know, for a little kid like that, a lot of stuff sure goes on in his head.
You want to go over to Metzger's Field and mess around? I can't. On account of all that stuff that happened with the bicycle, I gotta stay home for 2 whole afternoons. And don't try coaxing me so I get into trouble.
Gee, I wouldn't do that. Look at all the trouble you got me into when you coaxed me.
You know, if you hadn't won that bicycle, no one would have ever known you left your house.
I wonder how come I won it.
I don't know. Maybe God made you win it to fix you.
You think so, Larry?
Well, sure. Like in the movies, when crooks are getting away from robbing a bank, they always get hit by a train or something.
Yeah. You know, Larry, I guess the best thing to do is to always do what you're told.
Yeah. But it's pretty hard for kids to always do what you're told, because you get told so much.
Yeah.
See you, Larry. I'll see you, B.
Next on TV Land, it's Family Ties, about a family that's never afraid to say, I love you. In fact, this family seems more afraid of not saying, I love you. After all, there ain't no nothing they can't love each other through, so stay tuned.